Onwards, ever onwards, as they said in year one of the Newark and Nottinghamshire Agricultural Society's Vintage Tractor and Heritage Show. And look, 10 years later, here we are. We're back at this fantabulous event with, of course, the wonderful press officer extraordinaire from Kingswood Communications. That is the wonderful Wendy Packham. How are you, Wendy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Seems like only yesterday we were actually touching base at the Bramham horse trials, and actually it's Burley. Let me get the thing right there. Bramham, Burley. You can tell the weather's affecting me. But actually the weather is pretty good today.
It is indeed. I mean, I did wonder when I left home this morning and it was absolutely throwing it down. But no, it's clear. Yes, it's grey skies, but, you know, there's nothing going to stop this show from going on.
Exactly. Earlier in the summer, Natasha Turney had her first experience of the Newark and Not show. Here we are back for the Vintage Tractor and Heritage show. Natasha, questions from yourself?
Yeah, I'm really excited about today. Obviously, it's early and we're just ready to set out. What have we got to look forward to today?
Gosh, there's so much.
Dancing does?
Well, yes, we will have the Dancing Does in the main arena today. We've also got new this year cookery demonstrations. We've got celebrity chefs here and, in a marquee entitled Get Ahead for Christmas, so that, you get hints.
Decapitation window?
Something like that, yes. You never know. So we provide all sorts here at the show.
Yeah, exactly. There we are. Sometimes you just don't have to write this material when Wendy delivers it with that kind of passion. Amazing.
Thank you very much. Yes, we've got well over 1,000 exhibits here, which again is yet another record for this show. We've got the Living History of the British Isles, where we've got all sorts of native and rare breeds of equines, cattle, sheep, pigs, you name it, it's in there. We've got a lady who spins pet hair into yarn, which I think could be quite interesting. Mm-hmm. There's stonemasons, woodworkers. Yeah, there's just so much of our history, but it makes it come alive.
Yeah, that's absolutely sensational. Now, the other interesting thing is both Tiffany and Natasha have brought matching headwear today, actually, which they can sort of demonstrate for you and possibly put on photographs shortly. Tiffany, of course, is this your first? It's not quite your first location report, because you worked with us, obviously, at the Lincolnshire show.
Yeah, this is my first time at a vintage tractor show. And I've not been to the Nottingham and Newark showground before. So what do you recommend me looking at?
I would certainly recommend that you go into the George Stephenson Exhibition Hall, where all the nominated tractors are. These are previous prize winners that have been nominated by the various shows where they won their accolades. And it's just a wonderful atmosphere, particularly later on in the day when the lights are on and it's getting dark outside. And it's absolutely incredible in there. And the care that the owners lavish on these tractors is quite incredible.
But passion, I think, is very much at the forefront here.
Oh, indeed, yes. So I know that there is a gentleman who exhibits here regularly, and he keeps his vehicles in a shed, and dare you go in and allow the dust to fly around in there. But,
he'd be shot, that's all. It's quite simple. He'd be shot.
Yes, exactly. But it is a passion, and you just get that feeling as you go around the showground. But there's lots of other things going on as well. And obviously we've got other vehicles, such as the commercials. I love looking at them, the old trucks and things all brightly painted.
And Wendy, you've missed out, obviously, what both of the fine co-presenters are here today for. That, of course, is Fergus the Tractor, with Steve Burnside, author and creator of Fergus the Tractor and his friends.
Well, there you go, you see. I mean, we've just got everything here.
It's truly wonderful. Tiffany, any other thoughts?
No, I'm really excited to look around today.
Yeah. Well, there we are. And we already passed the public as they were waiting diligently outside, etc. It's always that moment, Wendy, I'm sure you've been there many times yourself, where you just sort of wave the press pass and then you think, slight touch of guilt. But at the end of the day, we're here to do a job, really, to bring the outside inside. Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's right. I mean, obviously, there's a tremendous build up to this show. And I start sending out information way back in June, July. And it just gradually builds and builds and builds until we're actually here on the day. And now, of course, I then have to concentrate on keeping the press happy, such as yourself, and making sure that you are able to do your job properly and make sure the kettle keeps boiling. And
also, always crucial.
Of course. And then at the end of today, it's a case of gathering up the results, because we've got over 40 trophies to be presented tomorrow morning.
That's one heck of a number. Of course, people are sort of tuning to this thing. Oh, Remembrance Sunday. There will, of course, be a full Remembrance Day service as well, and 2 minute silence observed at the showground. For the moment, Wendy, I know you'll be thinking ahead to the very first Nottingham County show that happens next year, of course, and is the very first. So that's a whole new brave world from that point of view. But Wendy, as ever, a pleasure and a delight.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex. It's been good to see you here again.
Great news, Natasha. Great news, Tiffany, because he who we often say must be obeyed when it comes to the Newark and Nottinghamshire Agricultural Society, the Chief Executive Officer, is with us. That's Adrian Johnston. Yay, Adrian!
Good morning, Alex. Lovely to be here.
It is the 10th anniversary of the Newark and Nottinghamshire Vintage Tractor and Heritage Show. I've been saying that regularly, not mentioning the transport in there. Obviously, there's a lot of transport there, but it is heritage. And even though the weather's a little bit dull at present, I think it's a typical autumnal November mists and mellow fruitfulness day, really. So ideal exhibition weather for this particular time.
Showing you my app on my iPhone, it actually says sun for today and tomorrow, Alex. So something's wrong somewhere.
Exactly.
But there's a great atmosphere outside already. There's lots of sunny, happy people there. So fantastic.
You can also use that iPhone to actually get an app which enables you to go to tunein.com and listen live to sirenonline.co.uk. So there we are.
Well, there's a good plug.
Exactly. New to Tasha, thoughts from yourself?
It's been 10 years now with the show. How's it progressed over the years?
Well, I mean, it's literally gone up in size by probably about 8 times. So we're talking about 1,060 exhibits so far. But 5 years ago, this exhibit behind us, we innovated that. And that has probably been the most successful area. If you go in there, there's everything from Shetlands to Shire horses to ladies knitting, you know, hats from dog wool to crafts to brasses. There's a couple of, you know, other domestic stands in there. So really the appeal to the public and not just vintage tractors has massively grown.
So the name is now just Nottingham. Newark's no longer in the title. How do you feel about that?
Well, let's just correct that momentarily, Tiffany. It's not in the title for next year's show. Interesting line there. You can see she's a very good investigative journalism here straight away, Adrian. But I think we're sticking with Newark for the vintage tractor and the transport. And
yeah,
there we are,
great.
And heritage show.
That's absolutely right. I mean, Tiffany's right that we're dropping the word Newark from the county show, and that's on the second weekend of May next year. And that's because of actual appeal and demand from the good public of Nottingham and from the City Council, the County Council, and also from BBC East Midlands. And I can understand why, because obviously if it's called Newark, then actually in some people's minds that's a small market town, and so they may get the wrong impression of the size. But for example, this particular event is a national standing event, and it's held here at Newark, so we're very happy to have the name in the title. But it is interesting, people's perceptions, even the pronunciation. You know, we have the Lincolnshire Agricultural Machinery Manufacturers Association show here. It has 675 stands. Last year it has £70 million worth of gear on the site. If you pronounce that llama, people say, fine, it's llama. If you pronounce it llama, I've actually known an agricultural engineer in Nottinghamshire who thought it was a show to do with camelids.
I was actually looking for the sheep as well, but that's a different point entirely. It just shows my sort of growing education when it comes to matters agrarian. Tasha.
You sent me there, Alex. I had a question and then it's flown from me.
Oh, well, I mean, other innovations you were asking about earlier. If you look over there, you can see there's a trade stand marquee. We've actually got a Victorian tea room in there. And also we've got a load of inside trade stands. For example, there's one by a lass called Georgie Hennage, who's from Carlton over by Lincoln. She's actually doing all things with tweed, but there are lots of others in craft stands in there. Legends Catering are actually doing the Victorian tea room. And we've got then festive cookery demonstrations, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock from Teresa Bovey and Linda. And they're both actually, you know, obviously helping people to get into the festive mood.
Very true. We can't do shows like this without the help of key sponsors. It's absolutely crucial in terms of how things are going. Would you like to actually flag up the key sponsor approaches and attributes?
This particular event, obviously being a very specialised event, gets specialist support, and we are indebted to the various people from the National Vintage Tractor and Engine Club, from the Nottinghamshire group of the Tractor and Engine Club, Friends of Ferguson Heritage, who've sponsored a huge marquee, Blue Force, who've actually done another cracking area between the end of the Crockers and the Lady Eastwood, and then Goldholm Stone, Cedric Ford has kindly sponsored the exhibition behind us, and also then we have various other people, foremost of whom is our patron Jenny Farr, and Jenny has actually generously sponsored the lovely, magnificent brass plaques that are being donated to each exhibitor at this 10th anniversary show.
And 40 trophies to be presented, I gather. 40.
Well, that's right, Alex.
Like Olympian, Adrian.
It is, but the trouble is that that's actually meant that we've had to change the way that it was done. In fact, there's 42 cups. There are 8 certificates, so 50. And we do that tomorrow after the Remembrance Sunday service, which, is, if you like, is a USP of the show now. I'll be vicar aid at that.
So you didn't get the nod for the Archbishop of Canterbury. It's surprising. I must admit, I was expecting something to sort of be mentioned there, but obviously it went to Justin instead.
Yes, indeed, absolutely. You know, he pit me at the post. Yeah. But
Durham beating Newark and Nottingham. I can't believe it. There you go.
Yeah, thank you very much for that ecumenical note as well. But no, seriously, that is attended by about 450, and it really is a very, very good aspect of the show, which a lot of people appreciate.
Adrian, we're going to be, as ever, providing a range of audio postcards as we do our audio promenades through the show. We've already mentioned Fergus the Tractor, who are very excited. You were Fergus's warm-up act on the Midweek Drive on Wednesday, actually, so he's featured in full force there.
Yes, indeed, yeah, I heard him after me on the podcast. Thank you very much.
Marvellous stuff on that basis. For the moment, many thanks indeed. We look forward to seeing you, obviously, when we start talking about the future of the county show and more back in our Siren studios in the very near future.
Excellent. Look forward to that, Alex. Thank you very much.
Now, the first official interview after we've done the Chief Executive Officer, Adrian Johnston, is always a crucial moment, and we're delighted now to be able to welcome to our little audio promenade the fabulous individual whose name is...
Rebecca Marsden.
Rebecca, good to touch base with your good self. We're here in the sort of rare horse breeds, etc. Talk to us about what we're doing here.
We're trying to highlight the rare breeds in the area, from the ponies with the different types of breeds within the United Kingdom, from the Shetlands through to the Exmoor ponies. It seems to be quite a popular new area with a sort of rare breed.
Yeah, the Exmoor pony in particular, well known for its hardiness, and that's one of the things with respect to those whole areas. Which particular one do you have as a favourite yourself? Is it Shetland? Is it Exmoor?
For us, it's the Shetland, which we've just got in the show ring at the moment. Right. So that's the one we've actually got at home.
Tiffany?
So are these horses from all over the country then, or are they just from one particular area?
They're from all over the country for the different types of rare breeds in the area. But I would think that most of the sort of exhibitors are reasonably local, because obviously you don't want to travel too far.
They might be scared by the tractors, obviously they would. Anyway, Tasha.
Do you have horses yourself or anything, or do you work with horses often?
We have a Shetland pony. We have a couple of Shetland ponies, one which is in the show ring at the moment, so it's a show standard, which is great, and it's quite a rare breed.
So have you travelled far today yourself?
Actually, no, we haven't. We're only about half an hour away, so we're quite one of the lucky ones.
So this is the 10th, obviously, Vintage Tractor and Heritage Show. It's clearly the first ever Nottinghamshire County Show next year. Are you a regular attendee at these events?
No, this is actually quite a new thing. We were requested to come here today because of the rare breed that we have. So it's a new one, but we'll probably try and come to more.
And will you be actually sort of on tour? Will you be taking your Shetland pony around, showing him off at various other events up and down the country?
Yes, probably will be, yes.
Any sort of hints as to where you might be going next? Will it be Yorkshire? Will it be Lincolnshire?
I think probably both, yep. It'll be within the area, within a sort of 50, 60-mile area.
So if we're building the fan base here, and we obviously have the Facebook sites and all the rest of bits and pieces, who should they be supporting? Who should they be rooting for when they come and see you on a show?
Well, this is Panache that we're bringing here today, which is a really popular horse.
So that is Panache, did you say?
Panache, that's correct, yes.
Well, Panache, we're on your side for the moment. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, well, we'll continue our little promenade around an area that I wasn't quite expecting to see, actually, at the Vintage Tractor and Heritage Show, but of course, maybe the heritage is there. We're talking now to
Louise Graham at the Exmoor Pony Society.
Now, I was saying, Louise, that the thing about Exmoor ponies is they are hardy animals, aren't they?
They are extremely hardy. They're the oldest breed and the most pure native pony breed in Britain. They go back many centuries, and they have to withstand the rigours of living on Exmoor in all weathers, and they're well equipped to do that.
So really a kind of autumnal day in Newark, Nottinghamshire. It's mild by comparison, really.
Absolutely, and these have already started to get their winter coats. I brought along 3 ponies today. A stallion, who's 4 years old, his full brother, who's a gelding, who's 5 years old, and then a baby anchor pony, which is the oldest herd on Exmoor.
It's wonderful. And what are their names?
Their pet names are Harry, Robert and Gorsy. The little stallion is called Hawkwell Robert Redford. He is
So you said Hawkwell or Robert Redford?
Yes, Hawkwell Robert Redford, and he is by Hawkwell Great Gatsby.
Now, you may have noticed Tiffany is one of our colleagues here, has currently got her iPad application. It's all very technological based. I mean, I'm sure one of these photos are. Tiffany, any questions for yourself here about Hawkwell Robert Redford? It's gone silent, you see. It's amazing. I'm impressed by the range of rosettes you've actually got there. I mean, obviously, we've got winners here.
Yes, Robert, when he came off the moor, was a very small, rather weedy little yearling. I paid £150 for him. He was quite wild. We tamed him really within about a week. Very easy to tame and get used to. He got used to everything and started filling out and blossoming, and has ended up a multi-champion. He's had his picture in Horse and Hound, which is the big weekly magazine for horse people, and he's won many times his value.
And in a few moments, we'd like to be featured, obviously, on our Facebook site as well for Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM. Tasha?
What makes you want to come to this show specifically?
Well, I really like to promote the breed. I got into Exmoors because about 25 years ago, I came to the Newark and Notts show, and I was stewarding the native ponies, and there wasn't a single Exmoor pony because they are a rare breed and they were very underrepresented. So I wanted to help the breed, have a couple of ponies of my own, and then of course it snowballed from there and I started showing them and meeting everybody. I've made a lot of friends through it. So I particularly like to come to Newark because that's where sort of I got the idea in the first place. And people, the tractor people and the visitors, really do seem to like these ponies.
Splendid, absolutely marvellous. Now, show season's kind of coming to an end. Now we're going indoors. We know from our own sort of Southside terriers and animals they're doing indoor shows, etc. Technically, these are kind of indoors, but obviously, is there an Exmoor pony indoor show, or is it the Horse of the Year show?
Well, they've had the Horse of the Year show, and then the next big one now is Olympia in London, and quite a few Exmoor ponies have qualified to go to Olympia, which is a huge achievement. So we're very proud of them. I'm hoping that one day one of these will get there.
I will, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. Thing. It's been an absolute delight just getting some flavour and insight into your group with the Exmoor ponies. Where are you heading off to after Newark and Notts? Where can we see you again?
Well, we'll have an easy winter, really. We might do one or two little local shows, and then our show season starts in the spring, and the first big show is Newark. Now Nottinghamshire County Show.
Certainly, yes, the first ever Nottinghamshire County Show, which clearly we'll be at from that point of view. And is there a web address that you actually have as yet? Do you sort of keep people abreast of the full technologies here?
Yes, the Exmoor Pony Society has its own website, and there are quite a few other forums. Equine Tourism is another website with a lot of information about the ponies.
A genuine delight and a pleasure, and we'll see you probably in the Nottinghamshire County Show.
I hope so. Thank you.